you're still awake. Good evening, handsome. I hope you rested well. I didn't want to wake you when you were already asleep. But you're not. I apologize for keeping you awake. Probably didn't expect a woman to suddenly be on your bed, let alone myself. Who am I? Really? You haven't seen any resemblance yet? Okay, fine. I'll give you a hint. Do you see that statue over there? That golden statue depicting a woman so beautiful, all the flowers in the world are ashamed to bloom in her presence. But such is still a poor attempt at capturing her beauty. The beauty of a goddess? The very goddess whose temple we are in right now. The very goddess who you have served faithfully for many years. Now catching on? Notice any resemblance? Yep, that is me. I am the goddess of love, arrived from the heavens to pay her favorite mortal a visit. No, this is no trick. I am actually the goddess of this temple. The very one you made an oath to all those years ago. Is my body not proof enough? I mean, just compare me to the mosaic at the ceiling, or the face stitched on the pillow you're using. Ah, there we go. Now you're in the picture. You look cute all shocked. Does it surprise you? Me being in your presence? Tell me, do I look like you imagined I would? Or do I surpass these expectations? I imagine many a man would kill to be in your position right now. Seeing the most beautiful among the gods with your own eyes. Wearing oh so little. Nothing, in fact, except lingerie. Nothing but mere scraps of cloth in black, white, and gold, hiding her body. Such impossible short panties. My pussy lips almost exposed through the fabric. My pitiful excuse for a bra, straining to contain my tits. Well, mortal, what do you want to do? Do you feel inspired by what you see? Motivated to do something? Huh? Hey, don't move. Stop it. You don't need to kneel. Thank me you stopped shifting around. You shouldn't move at all like that. You're covered in wounds from defeating that beast. It has been a terror for centuries on this continent. Actual demigods have fallen to it. And yet, my amazing champion managed to slay it. You were amazing. I don't think there is a single hero that has accomplished as much as you. And after you picked me as your patron, not a war god or anything like that, but me. You're the first to worship me and want to become a hero in spite of it. Usually it's just hedonists, prostitutes, and playboys. Very rarely an artist or the like. But wanting to help people? To think you picked me. You would have had an easier time with just about anyone else. I can't offer that many gifts, after all. And yet, here we are. Yet another beast slain, and another 1,000 lives saved. Please, don't move. Thank you. If I may confide in you, my champion, I was on the edge of my seat watching the healer save you. I don't think I was ever this scared in my life, even when the primordial ones tried to make us all extinct. But maybe I can try to kiss it better. No, please just keep lying down, okay? Okay, thank you. Just keep still and let your goddess kiss your pain away. So many scars. Where is this one from? Right on your chest. This must have been from a claw. Your arm. Those bulging muscles dressed in bandages. Those abs. Are you feeling better yet? My kisses should have gotten rid of most of the pain. I'm sorry. This is a lot for you, isn't it? I mean, you never saw me until today. In person, at least. But I saw you. I saw you struggle. I saw you fight. I saw you grow up into such a wonderful man. The greatest of men. But you're simply mortal. All these times, you could have died with every war, every fight, every monster hunt. You could have... I cannot bear that thought. I am powerful, but there are other gods. And I cannot just so casually break the laws of the universe. The realm of the dead belongs to the dead. If you had died, I'd lose you to the underworld. I wouldn't be able to see you again. I'm sure you would be happy there. I talked with the goddess of death about you the other day. You don't need to fear the end of your life. You've done so much good, the goddess herself was at a loss for how to best reward you. How does a harem of houri sound? On a beautiful island where the sand is made of gold, in an ocean of fine wine. Being invited to feasts of legends, just like yourself. Would that be something you want? Well, I hope not. I need to confess something to you, my champion. I am selfish. I've had many adventures as a love goddess. Gods and mortals alike have had me in their fantasies. Occasionally I have visited some, but it was never as passionate as I'd hoped. Then I met you. You lit such a fire within me. My thoughts are clouded by you every hour of every day. I don't have much to do as the goddess of love. The red strings of fate can govern themselves well enough, leaving me with much free time. Time I spent watching you as you trained, sweat rolling down your toned body, as you slept, making such adorable noises. I didn't want to do anything else. And eventually I realized watching wasn't enough for me anymore. I want to be with you. I need to be with you. So I made a plan. Do you see this? Yes, this is a collar. The god of crafts helped me make it. Isn't it beautiful? such gold sheen, made of the rarest metals in the universe, even to the gods. Do you see the single red gem in the center? Right in front, above a golden ring. Oh, my dear mortal. Not only precious metals were involved in the crafting, but blood as well. Your blood and mine. As you were resting from your wounds, I took a little of your precious life liquid. And alongside it, there is some of mine. My radiant golden essence. It was necessary for the enchantment. What enchantment, you ask? Oh, it's simple. I'll explain. This collar can enslave a goddess. Yes, you heard me right. I meant enslave divinity itself. It's a very ancient technique lost to time. Except I happened to come across it. Don't ask me how. It was quite the ordeal. But no one else knows. Even the god who forged this for me just thought it was some weird request. It took me a while to figure out the spell. And there were a lot of requirements. Potent power of the caster, essences of the two individuals involved, one master and one slave. And now, here it is. This collar, it's more than just a magical craft. It's unbreakable even to the gods' power. No force in the universe could ever break, destroy, or even so much as damage it. And once it's locked onto someone, it will never open again, for all eternity. And now, I need to put it on. Please, put it on me. I understand your shock, but I thought about this long and well, and how this will affect the master. And the slave. The one who wears this collar will share their lifespan with their master. I am immortal, which means you would become as well, forever remaining in perfect health. And in return, I will lose my goddess powers. I will be a goddess in name only, an immortal beauty unable to cast a single spell. But you, you will gain my power. It will transfer to the master, and they will become a god, an immortal free of the constraints of the dead. And I shall forever be with you as your devoted slave goddess. I know this is a lot to ask of you, but please, please be my master. I don't care about my powers anymore. All I want, all I need, is you. I truly do mean it. You've done so much, not just for the people, but for me. Just screw it and be out with it. I love you, my champion. I said it. You look so cute, all flustered. But yes, I love you. I know it seems like a joke or trick, but it's true. Never in all my life did I feel this warmth and joy in my heart just from knowing you exist. I want to feel this way forever. And to lose you would be more than I could bear. So I searched far and wide on how to solve this issue, and this was the only method I found. Which is why I ask of you, my champion, will you be my master and be with me for all eternity? I can understand if you say no. You will? Are you sure? You need to be certain about this. There will be no way out afterwards for either of us. The collar cannot be broken. You will become a god, but lose your mortality. There will be no afterlife for you, or any more quests for heroism. You will live in divine realms. They are vast and incredibly beautiful, but they won't be Earth. You could come back and visit, but you're forbidden from interfering in any matters, as is the divine decree. Now it's settling in, isn't it? You have done so much, bled and fought and suffered. And after today, you nearly died. If you ask me, you deserve to rest. You earned it over and over. You deserve to retire in pleasure and luxury. But I will not force you. If I am certain, well, yes, of course. I have thought about this a long time, and my resolve is unshaken. I want to be yours. Will you own me? Give up your heroic life for the bliss you can have with me? I can't believe you said yes. I'm so happy I could cry. Okay then, let's do it. Here, take the collar. Okay, I get into position, kneeling in front of you. There are 3 steps to complete this spell. First, you need to put the collar on me. Then I cast the spell. And finally, you need to make love with me. Are you ready? You are? That's great! Oh wow. I never expected it to be like this. My heart is racing with anticipation. Please, Master, color me. Oh, your hand, so strong, shifting my hair aside. The color, I feel it on my throat. Just one more thing. You did it! After all the times I imagined how it would be, it's finally here. It feels so snug and tight on my throat, so heavy and firm and secure. I like this feeling. You just became my master. Oh, Master, thank you! I can't thank you enough. Thank you. My dear Master. Wait. We're not done yet. I still need to make the spell permanent. Master, can I make a request? Touch me as I make the incantation. I'd like to feel you as I do so. You're touching my breasts. Your breasts. You play with them so well. So rough and so gentle at the same time. Right, the spell, the last spell I'll ever cast.
Deotenator in vinculis amoris. Serviantium idolatus.
done. I'm fine. I'm fine. I just... I can actually feel myself losing my powers. Like I'm bleeding out. Only it feels so much better. Like my entire being is coming out all the divinity I had for ages. And yet I feel myself being filled. As if some primal lust is overtaking me. And I know what lust and love feels like. But this is so... It feels so, so freeing. Oh, your arms, so strong and safe. I feel like I'm becoming undone in them. I've never felt more vulnerable, and yet I can't stop smiling. Tell me, do you feel yourself being affected too? Like something divine and supreme is flowing through your veins? Well, maybe you will after we're done. There is one last part in the process, after all. The very first act of love between master and slave. The first of many. Well, what are you waiting for? Ravage me, my champion. Make the last bit of godhood come out of me. Yes, 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 yes! By the gods, I craved this for so long. So wild, like a beast, my beast. A manly, godly beast, pinning my hands above me. I can't take it anymore. Please, master. By the gods, it's even better than I thought. So hard and big. You have a wonderful cock, master. I looked at it from afar so long when you pleasured yourself. I know how big you are, but to have it in front of me... All the nights I watched you stroke this cock and be jealous of your hands touching it instead of mine. Oh, I'm ready. Yes, yes, fuck me. Fuck this divine cunt like the lowly slave she is. Yes, yes, gods, yes. You pulled out. I was so close. Please, Master. Where are you? You're moving towards my face? Yes, Master. Give me your cup. Your cock is delicious, Master. I'm addicted already. This is better than ambrosia. I can't even take it all. More. I don't need air. I just need you. You came down my throat. I could taste you, your seed. I can already taste the god inside of you. Oh, so delicious. You're still hard? So hard and erect. The sheer vigor, even before you ascended. You really are a beast. My tits. You want my tits next? Yes, please, Master. They are your tits. You shoved it right in. You just don't stop. Do you enjoy my breasts, Master? Do you enjoy how full and succulent they are? You're playing with them like a new toy. I hope you have as much fun as I do. It's so, so big. It almost reaches my freshly fucked lips. Master, may I kiss your cock? Thank you, Master. I can feel how you twitch. Don't hold back. I can take it all. You came again, all over my face. You're a natural at this, Master. I wonder, is it the collar that makes you so bold all of a sudden? The spark of godhood? If so, I will have so much to look forward to. Well, Master, you sampled my mouth and my tits. Will you go back to pounding my pussy? My ass? My divine firm ass is next? To think you'd go there so soon. The sheer depravity. Gods, where have you been all my life? All right, Master. If I may recommend, a tight ass is best fucked in one stroke. Gods, it hurts! Huh? Don't stop! You heard me. Why are you stopping? You were doing so well up until now. Suddenly you stopped because of a little... I'm sorry for shouting at you, Master. I beg you, don't stop. The pain, it's delicious. It's too much. Oh, it's too much. You'll tear me in two. My mouth, my tits, my ass. And you came so much. And I couldn't even come once. I'm so incredibly wet. But I couldn't come. Not even as you mercilessly impaled my ass. Is it? Oh gods, it's the collar, isn't it? It makes you control if I can come. You can control when I come. Oh. Is that what you wanted, Master? To keep me wet and needy and horny, so that when you finally make me come, I will just squirt out all of whatever pitiful divinity I have left? You are a devious one, Master. Breaking your toys so quickly. I am already broken, Master. I am just a quivering whore now. You made a goddess crave your cock so much, she could never function without it. Oh, please, Master. Use my pussy again. Make me come, please. Make me yours. Oh, finally, finally. you for pounding my pussy. Conquer me. Own me. Take me. Claim me. Break me. Use me. I'm already yours. Master. Master. Master, I love you. Oh, I love you. Oh, your cock. It's so good. Better than anything. I love it. I need it. Fuck the godhood out of me! I'm coming! I'm coming! Master, that was beautiful. Never in my life did I feel this pleasure. It was even better than I had hoped it to be. Finally, I have you. Or more accurately, you have me. What will you do with me now, Master? I promise you, whatever depravities you want, I love them. I want them too. I watched you for so long. I know what you desire, and I want it all. You own me. You conquered this goddess, the most beautiful woman in all creation, with your own hands and cock. Ravaged her in her own temple, made her scream and moan and plead and cry, and come. I am yours. How will you use me? Am I to be locked in chains for eternity? Your personal slave goddess. A being that was worshipped by countless to kneel for you whenever you ask. I will have to, you know. Even if I didn't want to, which is not the case, I couldn't resist you. I am yours, utterly, totally. Absolutely. Will you fill me with your seed? Am I to birth countless demigods as you breed your slave goddess? Will you brand me, Master? Brand this formerly divine skin with your name? What about my orgasms? Will I come for you all the time? Or will you make me beg for release until the stars die out? Or does the sound of a harem excite you? I wouldn't mind, you know. My master deserves only the best. I'm sure some goddesses would be curious as to how a former mortal conquered a goddess. Maybe they would join you in bed, or me as slave sisters. Will I watch as you conquer them like you did myself? Perhaps I am only the start. Will there be more like me? Is one goddess not enough to satiate your lust? I guess that remains to be seen. I can't wait for the rest of our life together, my master. I love you so much, my master.